Mira Sorvino calls out Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, predators in Hollywood at Women's March. By Hannah Blow on January 18, 2020. Actress Mira Sorvino called out Hollywood predators during a speech at Saturday's Women's March in Los Angeles, slamming the Harvey Weinsteins, Jeffrey Epsteins, Bill Cosbys, and R. Kellys of the world. The fourth annual Women's March saw hundreds of protests across the country, drawing anti-Trump activists determined to see President Trump out of office. The Academy Award-winning actress attended the rally in Los Angeles and delivered a speech, calling attention to the known predators who long remained protected by the Hollywood elite. Predators who previously enjoyed immunity and the ability to hurt and destroy all people's opportunities to work in safe and fair environments are historically being brought to justice, Sorvino said at the march. Because of the bravery of hundreds of women, men and children who told the truth, the Harvey Weinsteins, Jeffrey Epsteins, Bill Cosbys, and R. Kellys are finally realizing that we as a society have stopped tolerating their predation, no matter their popularity, she continued. The feminist actress made waves in 2018 after calling for a revolution following the Kavanaugh hearings, later clarifying and apologizing to people who thought her revolution post meant "I didn't care until today." LA's Women's March packed more star power than the Women's March on Washington, featuring Marley Matlin, Emmy winner Tatiana Maslany, and fellow actresses Rosanna Arquette, Yvette Nicole Brown, Michelle Rodriguez, Raven Simone, and Jolie Fisher, according to Deadline. Gloria Allred, Mayor Eric Garcetti, Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, and Caitlyn Jenner, were also in attendance. "Together as women, trans women and cis women, we have the power to influence our communities, our families, our friends, and colleagues, and turn this country around," Jenner stated at the LA March. Matlin took direct aim at the president during her address, asking the crowd if they were ready for four more years of racism and bigotry. "No. Are you ready for four more years of environmental destruction and deregulation? No. Are you ready for four more years of children in cages? No," Matlin said through an interpreter. The Women's March in the nation's capital, however, did not carry star power this election year. It faced expectations of a relatively low turnout due to declining numbers and wintry conditions, per The Washington Post.